I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Hey, hey, welcome to Amazing FBA. This is your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Today is the 10th of 10 steps from our build guide, which is all about how to build an Amazon business. It's not just about a business model. In the end, what matters is you're having a process to construct a business from scratch. So it's okay having a blueprint, but you need a sort of site manager to help you put up the scaffolding, if you will, and then help you actually do the brick by brick building of your business. And that is what that guide is there to help you with. So if you want to download that, it's free, of course, www.amazingfba.com/build, B-U-I-L-D, is the place to get it. And this is the 10th of 10 steps, just elucidating a bit on that guide, spelling it out, going over things a bit so you get a chance to think that one about as well. So we've had the 10 steps, the 9 steps before us, rather. Let me just quickly go over them. The first step is to make sure you model peak performers. So in other words, it's not just about modeling one person with one product or a few products in one category from several years ago. It's got to be current. I think it's got to be based, your plan has to be based on what's worked across multiple different categories and lots of different businesses, or at least multiple businesses. And that is what I bring to the table with a sort of synthesis of the learnings that I've had from the mastermind, from my own work, from work with business partners, from work building business on my own, and from the connections I've had with my guests and also private conversations with seven-figure sellers in the UK. So all of that combined through the prism of teaching and training for over 3.5 years now means that I bring something to the table that is put together from, you know, multiple bases, not just one. We talked about learning via arbitrage as a quick way to learn some skills. Very simple, very humble way to start, but a lot of people go straight in with a private label product and they don't know their skills at that point. The NSL process is number 3, having a clear process, niche, source, and launch. Step 4 is about learning your skills at a test level before you scale up. And then 5, 6, 7, and 8 are all part of that. So step five was niche, finding a product research, funding a product via research, I should say, that you looks like a good place to sell, including identifying the person and the pain. Step 6 was about sourcing properly and getting a quality product at a price that is profitable. And that's the winning combination you're looking for. Step 7 was planning your launch. And step 8 is once you've done your launch, do some meaningful measuring. So all of that cycle, niche, source, and launch, and then measure, or niche, source, launch, learn, as we call it here, we can do that at a test phase for, say, $1,000 or something along those lines, $1,500 max, or about £1,000 upwards, before we then start ordering a massive private label level where we're spending several $1,000s doing a full-on launch, and it's all in, you know, it's all win or lose rather than, you know, minor wins or minor losses. So that is what I advocate these days. My mentoring clients who do that do very well out of it, because the thing is, if you spent $1,000 or $1,500 and you have, say, $10,000 in the bank for this project, if you win or lose on that, in the end, you're probably only going to be winning or losing a few $100. So that means you aren't out of the game if the product you first choose doesn't work out the way you want. And it's not sexy news because it takes a bit longer, but it's way more robust business strategy. So that's what I strongly advocate. And that's probably the biggest difference between what we teach and what other people teach with private label or stuff, is scaling up as much as you can in stages. And then finally, step 9 is to scale up with your own logo and packaging, i.e. proper private labeling. So that's just expanding on what you've already done, really. And if it went well, then you just expand further in the same direction. If you decided, for example, to sell, I don't know, laser pens or something, slightly random product choice, then, and it worked out and you found a good supplier and you found there's a good market for it and you identify the good keywords that really get clicks and above all conversions, i.e. sales. Once you've got all that, then you can go back to the same supplier, dig deeper into the research, create a better listing and be quite aggressive with some reasonable certainty behind it, because there is all the world of difference between having a nice bit of research versus actual experience. And what I always trust is your own data, is the experience that you have rather than other people's. And one of my jobs is to teach people to teach themselves. I believe that all good teachers and eventually make themselves redundant. I'm not interested in being a guru whose word everybody hangs off like I'm some kind of, you know, spiritual guide or something, or flawless or some kind of God. This is not a healthy way to relate, I believe, to anyone. If you're an entrepreneur, you need to be very independent minded. You need to be willing to trust your own experience more than what somebody else says. So all I can do for people who are new to the space is to be a good guide, but not a guru. I don't claim to be that. I never have, and I don't want to be. But what I can do is give them basic proven business principles and experience, and then enable them to confirm things for themselves with their own experience. I hope that makes sense. So talking of all those things, and the subject I've just been discussing, really your relationship to, if you like, guides and everything else, as the first step that I talk about implies, you need to be careful who you learn from. But on the other hand, step 10 is really the flip side of that, which is you probably should be trying to learn from somebody else, because reinventing the wheel is fantastically expensive, risky, and above all, time consuming, which in a sense points back to money, because opportunity cost is very real. If you spend a year sort of fantasizing about having an Amazon business, and you spend many hours doing quotes, research, and listening to a lot of podcasts and reading a lot of free stuff that scrambles your brain, and you end up taking no action, then that time, at the very least, is time you could have been spending doing a day job or getting an extra bit of work, expanding your existing day job, getting an extra job in the evenings, whatever. And that opportunity cost is very measurable. Say, if you can charge £40 an hour for teaching or massage or whatever it is you do as a sort of side hustle, then you've missed out on that. And that could be a lot of money. The other forms of opportunity cost are if you are going to start an Amazon business and you eventually end up scaling it up and successfully earning, say, $10,000 a month in profit or whatever the number may be. And you've delayed that by 6 months by trying to go on your own rather than learning from other people. Then obviously that's cost you $60,000 in lost profit. Plus you've enabled your competition to get ahead of the game and start to dominate markets where you could, if you've got in early enough, being the dominant force instead. So opportunity cost in the end is a very, very real cost, and you can actually kind of measure it. It's harder to measure than other things, but often people will weigh up the concrete cost now of taking training or some money on inventory or even a little market test of, say, a few hundred dollars or maybe $1,000 versus the opportunity cost, which can be much, much bigger. Even if you decide never to do the Amazon business model in the end, if it's not for you, the sooner you discover that for sure and turn your back on it and turn your mind to other things, such as whatever it may be for you, property investment, very difficult thing to do right now in the UK, or trading stocks and shares, or just simply getting another job on the side, whatever your solution is to your financial goals, then you should be getting on with it. And the main thing with the Amazing FBA training is we try and speed up things and make it more certain and less likely to fail and less likely to waste your money than you would have done if you'd been on your own or with a rather more optimistic but unrealistic training. So one of the things that we need to get is clarity. And I believe clarity equals power. Or rather, there's a few sort of C's knocking around this thing. Clarity plus confidence gives you power, because if you're confident, you'll take action. And if you're clear, you'll know where you're going. It's much easier to sit down at your desk for, say, 2 hours a night if you're working on top of the day job to get on with pushing your business forward if you're very, very clear what you should be doing and equally clear what you shouldn't be doing. I think clarity leads to speed and security. And how do you get clarity? Well, as I've said before, I think experiencing things for yourself is, in the end, the only real way to learn. But living in a fog of confusion and then thrashing your way out of that slowly on your own is just not necessary. I think reinventing the wheel is terrible for your peace of mind. We've already talked about the opportunity cost there. So for me, the three ways to get clarity, apart from following this free training, hopefully is very helpful to you and is the backbone of sort of explaining our philosophy, there are three C's, and I'll go through those. The first one I know is the C for course. Most other sellers I know, both power sellers who are doing seven figures or more, and those just starting out with a few thousand a month, have found the same things work. You could say, of course, that I'm biased, that the three C's are things that I offer, And we offer a training course now as well. And yeah, maybe I am biased, but I think that's possibly putting it backwards. The reason why I offer these three C's, and I'll talk about the other two in a second, is because I've personally needed all three to move through my path as an Amazon entrepreneur and also in podcasting as well. I found that a course, a community, and a coach are the three things that I really need. So really speaking, the reason I created a course is because after coaching people for about 2.5 years, there were repeated patterns. There were great similarities in the issues that people had and, of course, in the solutions that I was offering to people who came to me for mentoring. So for newcomers to e-commerce, I would say a course is the best investment. Coaching's a bigger investment, but it will help you move the needle faster and save a lot of wasted time and money. And if you're about to source product or if you're about to launch, when you're either going to make some very big multi-$1,000 spends or you're about to risk wasting that spend on product by a lousy launch, then even one or two sessions with a competent coach should save you or make you thousands of dollars. So that's a good place to get a coach. But overall, the course first, we have a course ourselves. You can find out about it at amazingfba.com/PLP, stands for Private Label Process. And broadly, it's based on the process I've explained through these 10 steps. We've worked hard to see that it covers what you genuinely need to know. It's currently shut as of sort of mid-September, but I will be offering a birthday bonus to people. So it's actually my birthday on the date I'm recording this, 16th of September. So from the 16th of September to the 30th, I'm going to offer to give access to people to that course via a VIP early sign-up course. So what we're going to do is we've closed it for the moment in order to simplify and update and refresh it. And we're going to make it available on the 30th of September. At that point, we're going to be charging the full price for it, which is £400, around $500. But for the moment, we're going to offer anyone who signs up for the VIP list the current price. So if you're interested in that, go over to amazingfba.com/PLP and you can sign up for that if that interests you. But whether you work with our course or others, there are many good courses out there, but I think a couple of things you need to look out for with a course, there are two things. One is sourcing from China is complex. So any training needs to cover that in some detail. In fact, sourcing from anywhere is somewhat complex, and it's where a lot of the real difficulty comes. Because profit is made when you buy, not when you sell. So if you can make sure you buy at the right price, your profit and loss is really determined at that point. The other issue is quality. So getting quality at a good price is always a challenge. There are multiple ways to get into that. And of course, we explain that in detail in the course, and other people do as well. But are some courses out there that don't really cover that, which I've also taken in the past. So be careful if the course doesn't cover sourcing from China in some detail. Unless you're sourcing supplements or something topical that goes on or in your skin, you're going to struggle. The second thing I would say is much more common problem with courses. Be wary if you're being asked to go from no Amazon experience at all straight into putting $5,000 or $6,000 on one order. That doesn't make sense to me. It's going from from nothing to everything. I don't think it gives you a chance to hone your skills and understand what you're doing or to test a market. Remember that old adage that Jim Collins discovered really marks out the innovative, successful companies that are in high-risk environments but which have done really well. It's fire bullets, then fire cannonballs. In other words, take small risks first and then follow up on the ones that work out with big risks and big investments. And many courses get you to go straight in. That's okay if you've got $50,000 in the bank and you can afford to lose $5,000. That's quite a proportional risk. And some people are indeed in that situation. But if you only have, say, $10,000, you need to be very mindful of how to use it. So those are the two main things I would say you need to look out with a course, as well as, of course, as I've said from step one, be careful who you follow and make sure that they've blended together a good set of principles from a wide variety of sources, not just themselves. The coach thing is fairly obvious that anybody is going to do better in most situations with a coach in life. I mean, it's true in music. So I've taught people the piano and I've had coaches myself and I've coached singers. And obviously you perform way better when you've got an expert coach on your side. It's true in sports, which is not something I personally experienced, but I guess not as a coach, but I have had personal trainers and I generally have tended to eat better and work out better when I've had somebody, strangely enough. The accountability is so important. And it's no different in business as well. I've had business coaches, I've had Amazon coaches, I've had people who worked on the Amazing FBA podcast-based business as well. My only regret with coaching with Amazon is that I didn't have a formalized committed process earlier on with my Amazon coach. She cost good money, but it moved me out of the sort of soup-like state that I could exist for months on my own. The trouble with online business is any kind of solopreneur, as in somebody starting a business up on their own, is isolated by definition. But somebody who's an online solopreneur is extremely isolated potentially. Now, of course, information and communication technology, ICT, is capable of connecting you to people if you choose. But connecting to thousands of people who don't know what they're doing via a Facebook group is probably not the answer, right? A coach can help you cut through the noise, overcome overwhelm, and basically simplify things down to the point of what's my next step. And it helps you have an overall framework that's clear. I hope that this series and the guide, once again, you can get that at amazingfba.com/build, B-U-I-L-D. I hope that guide helps give you a framework. And the PLP course gives a much more detailed framework based on the same overall framework. But in the end, a coach can help you to really boil it down so you don't overwhelm yourself with anything except really what's my next step, which is the only question you really, really need to answer to move forwards. Like everything else I've created, I make what I wish I'd personally had at the start of my selling journey. And if you want to check out what I offer, go to amazingfba.com/mentoring, M-E-N-T-O-R-I-N-G. A well-chosen coach can certainly help you move the needle. The last thing I would say, the third C, is community. Now, in the end, a lot of people join Facebook groups. In some cases, literally over 100 I've seen from the applications and the data I got from Facebook, people who've joined our Facebook group. And you're very welcome to join us at amazingfba.com/FBF for Freddie, B for Bertie. But that said, sharing ignorance with hundreds or thousands of other people, we have 1,500 people in that Facebook group. Yes, you can put up some questions there and I'm happy to answer them. But in the end, you probably need more accountability than that if you're really going to move the needle. And that now is bundled in with our PLP course. So we don't have a separate community, but if you buy the PLP course, you will be part of the community where not only do we have a small Facebook group of under 100 people, but we also have monthly accountability calls, one coming up shortly, where you really can be inspired by other people's successes and also maybe a little bit of jealousy and a bit of competition occasionally. I hate to say those things, but they can actually help you keep you in the game. And if you can look at somebody and think, he or she can do that, why can't I? That's a very helpful, motivating thing as well. So in the end, whoever you work with, it can be anyone who's really reasonably decent, but a coach, a community, and a course really are the most important things that you can have to keep you moving when you could end up isolated. Remember, isolation's a dream killer, and I think the solution is connection. In the end, a course gives you structure, which is really important. And if you don't have that one, you should probably get a course. You don't have to slavishly follow it, but at least it gives you structure. At least it means you're not reinventing the wheel. And the question often comes up with a course, can't I just get that information from YouTube videos or podcasts? And the answer is yes, of course you can, the individual bits. But what matters is the overall structure and the sort of tunnel vision, in a sense, that you get from it. The fact that it goes in a line from step A to step Z is really what counts, because otherwise you're just going to be overwhelming yourself with information. In the information age, where Google is at everyone's fingertips, information is not what we need. We need guidance and we need clarity. And I believe that all three things, a course, a community, and a coach can help provide those. If you want to explore working with me on any of those things, you will know where we are, amazingfba.com. And there's plenty of links in the top nav bar that can take you through to our paid services. So thanks very much for listening. Speak to you in the next podcast.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.